Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Bob Kennedy. Batting second. The first baseman, Joe Quell. Batting third. The center fielder, Mike Krivic. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Moose Salters. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Taffy Wright. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Eric McNair. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Tresh. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Eddie Smith. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Eddie Smith. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Lou Boudreau. Batting second. The center fielder, Roy Weatherly. Batting third. The right fielder, Ben Chapman. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Hal Trosky. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Jeff Heath. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting seventh. The catcher, Raleigh Hemsley. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Ray Mack. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Feller. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Bob Feller. And now, play ball. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a fly ball into center field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Quell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quell strikes out. Two outs. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic hits a fly ball into right field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau takes first base on ball 4. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly hits a fly ball into left field. Salter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Boudreau. The throw from Tresh and he is out, Appling applying the tag. Two outs. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of right. Chapman reaches second base with a double. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Moose Salters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salters is called out on strikes. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a fly ball into right field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Indians. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Feller fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a line drive towards short. Boudreaux reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-1 in the game. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0-for-1 in the game. QL hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Hemsley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox 0. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreaux is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Boudreaux hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McNair misplays the ball. That's an error on McNair. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 0-for-1 in the game. Weatherly strikes out. One out. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0-for-1 in the game. Trosky hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0-for-1 in the game. Krivic hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hemsley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 0-for-1 in the game. Soltis hits a fly ball into right field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-1 in the game. Appling hits a fly ball into right field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox 0. The Indians will come to bat. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-1 in the game. Heath hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-1 in the game. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McNair fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Hemsley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Wright hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreaux fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0 for 1 in the game. McNair hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Hemsley fields it and throws to first for the out. Wright moves to second. One out. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0 for 1 in the game. Tresh hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Feller fields it and throws to first for the out. Wright moves to third. Two outs. Eddie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. Smith hits a fly ball into right field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Mack is called out on strikes. One out. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller is 0 for 1 in the game. Feller hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Wright. Feller reaches second base with a double. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Boudreau strikes out. Two outs. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 0 for 2 in the game. Weatherly hits a fly ball into right field. Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kennedy hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Trotsky settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0 for 2 in the game. QL hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mack settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0 for 2 in the game. Krivic hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Krivic. The throw from Hemsley and he is out, Mack applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Chapman strikes out. One out. Hal Trotsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trotsky is 0 for 2 in the game. Trotsky hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Heath strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 0 for 2 in the game. Soltis strikes out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 2 in the game. Appling hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Wright takes first base on ball 4. Appling moves to second. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0 for 2 in the game. McNair strikes out. Two outs. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0 for 2 in the game. Tresh hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Boudreau fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0 for 2 in the game. Keltner takes first base on ball 4. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Hemsley bunts towards third. Kennedy picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Kennedy. Keltner goes all the way around to score. Hemsley moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, Indians. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Mack strikes out. One out. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Feller takes first base on ball 4. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Tresh fields it and throws to first for the out. Feller moves to second. Two outs. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 0 for 3 in the game. Weatherly hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Larry Rosenthal pinch hits for Eddie Smith. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal is called out on strikes. One out. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Kennedy hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Weatherly, who is chasing the ball. Kennedy reaches third base with a triple. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0 for 3 in the game. QL strikes out. Two outs. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Krivic hits a fly ball into right field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Clint Brown now pitching. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0 for 3 in the game. Trosky hits a ball on the ground towards first. QL scoops it up and throws to first, with Brown covering, for the out. Two outs. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Heath hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-0, Indians. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Keltner takes first base on ball 4. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Hemsley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 0 for 3 in the game. Soltis takes first base on ball 4. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Feller fields it and throws to first for the out. Soltis moves to second. One out. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Wright hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Soltis scores. It's 3-1, Indians. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0-for-3 in the game. McNair hits a pop-up towards first. Trotsky settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0-for-3 in the game. Tresh hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wright moves to second. Tom Turner pinch hits for Clint Brown. Tom Turner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Turner strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 3, and Chicago White Sox, 1. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.